This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. On the topic of how long things are going to last, we turn now to the gains to be had from those $600 relief checks that started going out a couple of weeks ago and when we might expect to start seeing them show up in this economy. Marketplace's Mariel Segarra has been talking to some people about how they are spending or not spending that money.
When Austin Flannery in Greenville, South Carolina, got his $600 check, he decided to splurge. First on a barbecue dinner with his girlfriend.
Brisket, beans.
Potato salad, iced tea.
That meal was like $70.
Then on some clothes, like a $50 pair of pants. Then he saw a painting at a local store of some French actor from the 1800s who's all dressed up and smoking a pipe. Bought that too.
And then I went home and I was like, man, he needs to be tattooed on me. He looks so elegant. So I got a tattoo of him.
On his forearm. Another $400. When Flannery got the first check in the spring, he used it to pay off medical bills. But he had just lost his job at an insurance company. Since then, he's gotten a new job.
Luckily enough, I'm in a financial place right now where I could afford to have a little bit of fun. So I did.
One reason the government is sending out checks is so that people like Flannery will spend money. Another is economic relief. I heard from people today who used the money to pay for necessities like rent and heating oil. In San Diego, Catherine Olensky and her husband got $1,200.
Some of it went toward just bills, just trying to survive.
Specifically gas and electric. They saved the rest. Olensky's a hairstylist, and her salon is currently shut down.
Honestly, who knows what 2021 is going to look like for work for me. And we always just want to be more prepared than less.
A lot of people are using the money to set themselves up financially, like Hector M. Rico in Chicago.
Me and my fiance, we plan to buy a house soon. So definitely trying to pay off some debt to build the credit, get a better interest rate on a mortgage.
And he's using some of the money to buy raffle prizes for his students. He teaches phys ed at a pre-K through 8 public school.
I like to give out like little pedometers. I get them at like Target sometimes for $30, $20. Jump ropes at the dollar store.
One thing I heard over and over, a lot of people are giving a portion of their check away to neighbors, family members, and charities like food banks. I'm Mariel Segarra for Marketplace.